run for that board.
Well, I'm kind of curious because I don't remember. Now, I clerk for these boards, and you're supposed to notify your abutters when you have hearings on things. I do not remember reading anything that the town of Coleraine received, something saying that they were redefining roads, because I would have kept that.
Well, I will say, you get those in the mail all the time. They come regular mail. If it gets sent back, undeliverable, it doesn't matter. You tried to mail it. It's one of those things that you get and you throw in the recycling bin.
No.
So if
Matt not me. I open every...
Are you sure you would have been the one to get it? Because if they just addressed it to the town of Coleraine...
I open it up.
Okay, we're off topic.
Okay, we're off topic now. We're off back topic. On. I want to wrap this up because I'm going home. Yeah. Well, everybody else can stay.
So
are we in agreement this is what we're going to do? Elisa?
I think this is the position that we're in.
Okay. So... as far as the resignation goes, there's only two options I see. Accept the resignation or cut the hours, and all she does is Board of Health to the end of the year, and the other three you've got to figure it out, and then we're going to have to repost the job.
Okay, so based on my conversation, I don't think we're ready to accept the resignation at this time.
So she's going to come back and put it in writing that she's going
to... I can talk... Yeah,
what she's,
I can talk to them
and we're not going to do the other boards,
mm-hmm.
So there has to be a decrease in hours. She's not getting paid that full amount if she's not doing all the boards.
Okay.
So we've got to come up with, I don't have that right in front of me, what it is.
Okay.
How many hours a week is it?
I think it's 8. Okay.
I do 5 to 6 with all of
eight
the filing and everything.
Based on months
of the board.
I don't know.
Including running the meetings.
I have no idea what's based on.
I think at one point we would have said 2, 4, 6, 8, but three of them don't take as much as maybe
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what the thought process was.
I don't remember it.
So either she resigns or she just clerks for Board of Health until the end of the fiscal year at reduced hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if she says we lose hours, we can figure out how many hours that is.
I motion.
It's only going to be like.
Isn't it what we discussed?
No more than 4 hours. I think.
Yeah. I mean, she's not going to do it now. I don't know what we're going to do. Thursday have to figure it out themselves and. I'll email them in the morning and say we're not going through with this. And they can figure anything else they want to do out there.
Thank you, FinCom.
Yeah.
For hanging in there.
Thank you.
All your work.
Yeah.
It's really good.
If you haven't
signed my thing for a select board, I'd appreciate a few more signatures. Thank you very much.
You want us to come back around the
24th?
Around the 24th. What's the next Tuesday?
I can't the following.
Well, we had
we don't want to bump it out that long.
Because that's when Richard Martin presents the Franklin Tech budget.
31st? Is that what day of the week is it?
Tuesday at 5 p.m.
I can call FinCom meeting that day. You won't be able to make it?
I can't. No, the first week I can't. The first week of the month.
The 31st of...
This is the... Well, I guess the...
Are we not... They're meeting on the 24th?
And the 31st. The 31st was just the date because that's going to be the
time. All right. Well,
we're probably going to talk about it at every meeting.
Well, I was going to say, I think there's a lot of things that still have to get pulled together.
Right. We're going to have budget on every time. So, if you guys want to split up and come different times or whatever, but.
Yeah. We need it.
Because you'll have it ready by then.
Warm?
Yeah.
By the
24th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's backwards.
Is that good or bad?
It's good, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I think it has to be a decision has to be made.
About the board's clerk position?
About. Yeah. Whether we move forward with those warrant articles.
The
I thought we just did.
I mean,
thought it happened.
Just
did.
Yeah.
It was today or nothing.
Yeah.
The meeting is already, I posted the agenda on the off chance you guys wanted me to push it through. I posted the planning board's agenda. I made sure they were going to have a forum.
Well, there's no way that they're going to be able to do it on their own.
No,
they're
not.
They have nobody to help them.
And they need to be walked through this. Step by step.
Who are you going to send that to, Doug?
The rest of the planning board. Will, because Will was a proponent pushing it forward. But I don't think that he would have said, even if he didn't want to push it forward. So.
Okay, what do we have left here?
So just copy me on that email, and I'll share a bit on that.
I don't know anymore, Lisa. I can see.
And we're pretty much done.
No, we're not. We have
cool
minutes.
We can... Well, we can do the minutes really fast. The executive session. We can't move this Route 8A forward, but we have to do that. So.
Oh, we have to. Right.
That's really because that has
no,
to.
No, the culverts one is the one that we really have to do.
Both of them, both culvert ones. The 8A culvert one was just we need to have the easement article to take those easements on the annual town meeting warrant.
Was it temporary?
Okay.
No. Taking, sure. That's the problem. The issue, I've done all the initial whatever meetings. I really wish that we knew more about this culvert project before right now. But we need to get permission to take these easements. There's four temporary easements, three permanent easements, all of which are pretty sizable in the grand scheme of things. I have our attorneys drafting letters to the three permanent easement property owners saying that this is what's happening and kind of requesting a decision from them as to whether they would be willing to donate those easements. We're not going to be able to get those pieces of property appraised in time for annual town meeting. Therefore, we cannot raise and appropriate the amounts necessary to take the easements if need be, if these landowners do not choose to donate.
But if we're going to have an SVM...
We could do it then, or because the appraisals probably wouldn't be very high, the money could come from Chapter 90. So I have talked to Tyson, and he is amenable to that, and it would not be very, very pricey. Shouldn't be, at least. And in speaking with Hilma, who knows a lot of people in town very well, she didn't, other than one issue where, I guess the Tanners think they own land, they don't own, the easement should be donated properly.
Okay.
She didn't think that there would be any reason why they wouldn't
right.
be accepted.
But the attorneys are dealing with those.
Are working on it. I have,
okay.
You know, the problem is VHB never came up with like a true meets and bounds plan with the easements on them. So if we did need to go to court and take them, we don't have the information necessary. So I have VHB reaching out to DOT to figure out if they can get approval to fund VHB coming up with a meets and bounds plan, which will then have to go to KPBR. We could then do the work on the back end to take them. But no matter what, we need to get permissions to get the easements at this annual town meeting.
Okay. All right. And then the other one that was in the mail.
The letter of support for the culvert assessment. So it sounds like...
We just are...
Yeah, we're just signing
yes,
it. Saying, yeah,
it,
we would love it if you did an assessment of our culverts for free.
For free. We'll take part
in right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we don't
it sounds like DER was asking companies to come up with a scope of work and identify which towns they felt were the most underserved and in need of this. And they said,
yes.
He's like one of them.
We should find something else that they look at us as underserved and in need.
So that we're just saying yes, and that's it? We
yeah, well, Robin will sign the letter, but
okay.
If she...
Yeah, do you want maybe you want to vote on that for your record?
I'm good either way.
Can I have a motion to sign the letter of municipal support for culvert assessments under the DER Ecological Restoration Technical Service Management Master. Oh, this is a master degree. And you're going to give me the okay to sign this. It's March 10th, 2026 is the date.
So moved.
I'll second it. Any conversation?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Rob and I.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Yay.
And we got some warrants to sign afterwards.
Yep.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll go through these real quick. So we're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. This is one that we just opened, and then went into executive session. Did you see anything on that?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept the minutes of Tuesday, January 13, 2026, as written.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Rob, and aye. And then we have two sets. On February, Town and East Select Board meeting minutes, February 24th, 2026. The first one was held at 5 p.m. This is when we went into executive. Did you see anything on that?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept. Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. I make a motion we accept the minutes for February 24th, 2026, the 5 p.m. meeting of executive session as written.
Second. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Rob, and aye. And then you're comfortable doing these?
No, I'm comfortable doing them. I listened to the meeting. I read the minutes. I got no problems.
Okay, so we're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes, Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. This is the 5:30 p.m. meeting. What do you got?
I didn't find anything to do.
Me neither. No.
Okay,
oh, wait a minute. I did. Why did I write this? Oh, just one thing.
Okay.
The 7 o'clock appointment with Budge.
Yeah.
Down there in the last, not the last sentence, maybe before, could you just put fall of 2026?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I just reread
so
that.
So they know. Yeah, that's it.
Wait, where in that paragraph, Robin?
Mohawk Regional would no longer be asking voters to consider elementary consolidation at special town meetings in the fall of 2026.
In the fall.
In the fall, calls it, in, yep, in 2026. Yep, thank you.
Because it will be coming in the fall of another year. After this time, who knows, it'll change. That's all I have. So can I have a motion, please, to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. as amended?
So moved.
Second it. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Rob, and aye. Look at that, Mia.
Yay.
All right, what about
that, Mia?
Accounts payable and payroll warrants?
Oh,
that's a sign, right?
Sign.
Okay.
And mail? I don't know. I lost my list.
New information or updates? What was that?
Mail was, everything was directly related to agenda items that we already discussed.
Good.
Oh, yeah, did you have, I don't have any new information.
The other thing was that, no, never mind. I'll figure it out.
Gross.
Anybody for public comment?
I think everybody left already.
Yeah, but everybody knows her.
Barbara's done too.
I do have to give a shout out to Highway Department. I came home March 3rd in the middle of that ice freezing rain at 2:30 in the morning after a 14-hour travel day, coming through other towns. The roads were a mess. You see Heath Town Line in front of you. Roads are clear.
Mm-hmm.
It was phenomenal. 2:30 in the morning.
Comment from Eileen L.
Got myself
well.
Home and my 93-year-old father without injury.
I have an anonymous card here in case you want me to share too.
Oh, nice. Okay. So that was public comment.
Yes, and we donated it.
Really?
Well, it was well over $50.
Goodness gracious.
Any other new business?
No.
Okay, can I call for an adjournment?
You can.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I make a motion we adjourn at 9:51 p.m.
Second, all in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Oh, bored.